glad to be back with you this morning.
We're going to start by reading in Mark chapter 14.
我们今天刚开始的经文是马可福音的14章。
Verse 66. And as this is at the arrest of Jesus,
这是在耶稣被捕的那一夜。
He's been arrested, he's been put on trial.
基督已经被捕而且被审判。
And Peter is standing out in the courtyard while Jesus is on trial.
彼得是在下面的院子里,
Verse 66, and as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls came.
第十四章,马可福音十四章六十六节, 我们大家一起来读。
And seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, You were with the Nazarene Jesus.
我们一起来念。 彼得在下边院子里,马可福音十四章六十六节, 来了大祭司的一个使女,见彼得烤火, 就看着他说, 你素来同拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。
But he denied it, saying, I don't know, I don't understand what you mean.
彼得却不承认说, 我不知道,也不明白你说的是什么。
And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed.
于是出来到了前院,鸡就叫了。
The servant girl saw him and began to say to the bystanders, This man is one of them. But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean.
过了不多时候,旁边站着的人又对彼得说,你真是他们一党的,因为你是加利利人。
But he began to call a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak.
彼得就发咒起誓地说, 我不认得你们说的这个人。
And immediately the rooster crowed a second time.
立时鸡叫了第二遍。
And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.
彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话, 鸡叫两遍以先,你要三次不认我。
And he broke down and wept.
思想起来就哭了。Now
most of us like Peter.
我们中间很多人都喜欢彼得。
You know, we kind of think, ah, isn't it funny how quick he is to say the wrong thing, and we chuckle at him.
我们看着彼得这个人讲话从来不过大脑的，他立刻想什么就说出来了。我们觉得很搞笑。You
know, he's very unstable.
而且他不太稳定。But
I want you to think for a minute about how disgusting this scripture is.
但是我想要你停下来想一想这段经文的内容让我们觉得牧师用的是很恶心的这个词。我们听听看。Think
of a friend that has been your closest friend.
你想想你有一个最好的朋友,曾经是跟你非常亲密的朋友。Not
someone you see, you know, every few months.
不是一个好像有个人你可能隔几个月才能见一次,不是这样疏远的朋友。But
someone who has been close to you, an intimate friend.
而是一个跟你非常亲密,天天都在一起的这样一个朋友。More
than that, someone that you have poured everything into.
而且不仅如此,这个人是你把你所有的一切的信任信靠都放在他身上的一个人。Everything
he has is what you've taught him and given him.
他所有的一切都是你给他的,你教他的。
And you're accused of a crime.
然后有人就诬告你说你犯了罪。
Falsely accused.
那这是个诬告啊, 你没有这样犯罪吗?
And he knows that you're innocent.
你的朋友知道你是无辜的。
But he's afraid that he'll be blamed along with you.
但是他有点害怕, 怕引火上身, 要是给你辩护, 他也可能要被拉进去一同罪处理。
And as you are standing before the judge,
所以你在法官面前受审的时候,
you can see him.
你可以看到这个朋友就在旁边。
And he is saying to the reporters, Well, no, I never knew him.
他在跟旁边这些法官的助手说, 我不认识这个人。
He means nothing to me.
他对我什么都不是。
He never did anything for me.
他也从来没为我做过任何事。
He's no friend of mine.
他不是我朋友。
How do you feel?
你想想你是什么感受?
Do you understand how Jesus felt at that moment?
你可以理解当时耶稣的心情吗?
He was fully human. He was one of us.
因为耶稣也是我们中间的一员，他跟我们一样是有血有肉的人。
And the person he has given everything to.
你看到一个人，他已经耶稣把他的全身心都给了这么一个人。
Swears a vow in the Jewish culture that was big.
这个人在这诅咒发誓的时候，我不认识他。在犹太教的犹太人的这个传统里面，你诅咒发誓是很严重的事。
I don't know him at all.
我根本不认识这个人。
I'm wanting to talk to you this morning.
所以今天早上我想跟大家说
about undeserved grace.
是一个不配得的恩典。
Because Peter did not deserve to be forgiven.
因为彼得不配被原谅。
I'll tell you that if I were writing this,
我告诉大家，如果我在写圣经的这个章节，
we would finish the crucifixion story.
我们已经讲完了，就是钉十字架的故事了。
We would have the resurrection story.
我们以后要讲定十字架，我们也要讲复活。
Jesus would reappear to the disciples.
然后耶稣又向他的门徒们重现。
And Peter would come sneaking in the door.
然后我们就看到彼得悄悄地就从门外面溜进来了。
And Jesus would say,
耶稣会说,
I don't know you.
彼得会说, 啊, 我不认识这个人。
You didn't know me.
你不认识我呀。
I don't know you.
我也不认识你。
Isn't that fair?
这是不是很公平呢?
Wouldn't that be justice?
这是不是很公义，很公平，而且公义啊？ 因为他是罪有应得嘛。
But listen to what happens.
但是你看一看圣经里怎么写的。
Chapter 16.
再看到这个16章。
The angel appears to Mary, Magdalene, and Mary.
天使就向着马达拉的玛利亚出现。
And he said to them, verse 6, Do not be alarmed.
他对他们说。 你不要害怕。
You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified.
你寻找的是在被钉死的拿撒勒人耶稣。
He has risen, he is not here.
他已经复活了，他不在这儿了。
See the place where they laid him?
你看他们放的这个坟墓都是空的吗？
And then listen to this.
然后听听这句话。
But go tell his disciples.
但是去告诉他的门徒。
And Peter.
和彼得。
That he is going before you to Galilee.
他已经在你们之先往加利利去了。Jesus
says, I'm going to meet with you all.
所以耶稣说，我要跟你们所有人都见面。And
I need you to make sure, especially that Peter knows he's invited.
而且要特别要强调的就是，要让彼得知道他也被邀请。He
didn't know me.
他不认识我啊。He
swore he never met me.
他诅咒发誓说从来没见过我。
But I know him.
但是我知道他,
and I care for him.
而且我关心他,
and I'm going to meet him.
所以我要去见他。
My message this morning is a bit strange.
我今天早上的信息有点奇怪。
Starts with a funeral on Friday this week.
今天这个星期五要我参加一场葬礼。
I'm going to tell you the story of the man whose funeral I preached for on Friday.
我想跟大家分享的就是我在星期五他这个人的葬礼上我所讲的一些短讲。I'm
wanting you to see that God does not give up on us.
我想要大家明白神从来不会放弃我们。I
would have given up on Simon Peter.
我要是我的话，我肯定对彼得就已经死心了，放弃。You
didn't know me, I don't know you.
你不认识我，我也不认识你啊。You
don't speak to me, I don't speak to you.
你不跟我讲话，我才不跟你讲话呢。I
would have given up.
要是我的话,
but God did not give up.
但是神却没有放弃。
Last week, a man died in, who lives in Hope Sound, lived in Hope Sound.
上个星期有一个在 Hope Sound住的人去世了。
Sunday night, his brother asked me to preach his funeral.
在星期天晚上，他的兄弟就请我在他的葬礼上讲道。
His name, I just realized this morning, was also Peter.
我今天早上才意识到这个人的名字也叫彼得。
Did not hit me until I came to the scripture that same name.
我知道我读到彼得这个马太福音上彼得这一段，我才想，哎呦。
I just knew him as Pete.
这个人名字也叫彼得，我们就叫他Pete.
Pete was a man who showed up in Hope Sound in September last year.
这个人是在去年九月份才在 Hope Sound出现。
A leg amputated.
他的一条腿是被截肢了。
In a wheelchair.
所以他是坐着轮椅的。
Sitting out by Gomez, the main street, smoking.
他在当时我们看到他的时候，他就在那个大街上就坐着轮椅在那抽烟呢。
Hour after hour.
I'll come back to that part of his story later.
But on Sunday night, Pete's brother said, "Would you preach a funeral for Pete?"
那个星期天晚上，彼得的兄弟就跟我说， 你能不能在他的葬礼上做一个讲道？
I said, sure.
我说没问题啊。
I went and began to make some notes of what I wanted to say.
所以我就开始记录， 就是写一下我到时候讲道准备讲些什么。
But I really didn't know Pete very well. I'd only met him a few months ago.
但是我只是在几个月前才见过这个彼得， 我对他根本不了解。
I didn't even know why he didn't have a leg.
我甚至都不知道为什么他的腿截肢了。
I had visited with him, I talked to him.
我以前曾经去探访过他, 跟他也说过话。
But you know, I don't feel very comfortable when people say to me, "Now, why don't you have any hair?"
我跟别人讲话的时候, 如果别人跟我说, 你怎么没头发? 我肯定不太舒服啊。
So I didn't really feel like I should say to Pete, "Why don't you have a leg?"
所以我肯定我也不好意思问彼得说, 你怎么这条腿没有了呀? 我也不好意思问他。
So I asked Pete's brother,
所以我就问了彼得的兄弟,
"Would you write out a little bit to tell me about Pete?"
你能不能跟我讲讲彼得的一些事情呢?
Pete sent me a, or Paul sent me a biography of his brother.
他这个彼得的兄弟叫保罗, 保罗他就给我写, 把他这个彼得的生平就发给我了。
And it's a horrible story.
非常可怕的一个故事。
I had planned to tell it in the funeral.
我本来想要在葬礼上讲他这个故事。
But the more I read it, the more I thought, I can't tell people this about Pete.
但是我越是读他的生平，我越是觉得我不能跟大家讲彼得做过的事情。
They're here to remember this man, and all of this is bad.
大家一看，这人就做了这么多坏事吗？
I got to the funeral. I had decided eventually, yes, this is what I should tell.
但是我到了葬礼上之后，我还是决定这就是我应该要说的话。
But as I stood up,
但是我站起来去讲,
I saw three little girls sitting there.
我看到几个小姑娘在后面站。
Pete's grand nieces.
那是彼得的, 就这叫怎么讲呢? 那不是他的孙女, 是他的孙侄女, 就是不是他自己的后代。
Little girls who loved Uncle Pete.
他这些小姑娘们都是很爱他们这位叔祖父。
There was a table with cards they had made for Uncle Pete.
而且有一张桌子上面放的都是这些小姑娘们给他们的这个叔祖父做的卡片。
And I thought, I don't want to tell them about their uncle.
我就在想，我不能跟这些小姑娘讲他们这个叔祖父做过的坏事啊。
I don't think they know this about their uncle.
他们肯定不知道他这个祖父曾经做过这些事啊。
But I decided on Friday,
但是星期五晚上我就决定,
I wanted the people who were there to understand this.
我希望在葬礼上的这些人能明白这一点。
The God who did not give up on Peter in Mark chapter 16,
在马可福音16章之中没有放弃彼得的这位神,
did not give up on Pete in 2023,
也没有放弃这位2023年的彼得。
And the reason I'm telling you this story this morning is I want you to know that he will not give up on you today.
今天早上我跟大家讲这一段故事的目的就是神也不会放弃你。
Pete began to use drugs in high school.
这个葬礼上的这个彼得, 他是在高中时候就开始吸毒了。
Started with cigarettes.
他刚开始是吸烟。
Then marijuana.
然后就开始抽大麻。
Then LSD.
然后就开始抽这个兴奋剂。
Before he was out of high school, he had already been in a psych ward after a suicide attempt.
他在高中毕业之前就已经是曾经试过这个自杀的这么一个有问题的年轻人。
After that, he began using cocaine.
然后他就开始吸这个cocaine毒品了。
By the time he was 20, Pete's life was ruined.
他到20岁的时候，他的生命已经完全被他自己毁掉了。
But God didn't give up on Pete.
但是神并没有放弃彼得。
I would have looked at him and thought, "Wow, isn't that terrible?"
我要是看到这么个人，我肯定想，哎，这太糟糕了。
Parents who love him.
他父母爱他。
Brothers and sisters who look up to him, younger brothers and sisters.
他的弟弟妹妹都是很崇拜这个哥哥啊。
And he just wasted all.
他把这一切都给浪费掉了。
I'd have given up.
我要是我呢，我肯定就放弃这个人了。
But God did not give up on Pete.
但是神没有放弃人。
After he's released from a mental institution for after a suicide attempt.
这彼得有一次试图自杀，所以就给关进这个精神病人的疗养院了。他被放出来之后，
he leaves his home in Maine and he comes to Fort Myers, Florida.
他当时是住在缅因州，但是他来到了Fort Myers, Florida.
His older brother is there at a rescue mission for recovering alcoholics.
当时他的哥哥是在这个Fort Myers, Florida. 他们是在帮助这些酗酒的人去戒酒。
Pete goes through rehab.
所以彼得也去在这个去复健康复中心。
He begins working as a volunteer helping homeless people.
所以他就开始做一个志愿者，去帮助这些无家可归的人。
He gets a good job.
他然后找了一份工作。
He marries a pastor's daughter that he met there.
而且他还跟一个牧师的女儿结了婚了。
They have three sons.
他们有三个孩子，三个儿子。
God has helped Pete. And life is good.
神帮助了彼得，他的生活现在看起来很好了。But
somewhere, as those three sons are young,
他们三个儿子到时候还很小呢。Pete
and his wife began to argue.
然后彼得跟他太太就开始争执。He
begins to drink.
他又开始喝酒了。He
leaves his family and goes back to Maine.
他就整个就离开他的家庭，回到缅因州去了。He
becomes a full-time alcoholic.
然后他就开始成为一个全时间的一个酗酒的人。
And a part-time delivery man.
他在不喝酒的时候，清醒的时候，他是干嘛呢？是给人送快递、送邮件。
One night he's driving his pickup truck. He's drunk.
有一次他有天晚上，他开着他的那个皮卡到处去送东西的时候，他是喝，当时已经喝醉了。He's
been drinking all day.
他那天已经喝了一整天的酒。
And he runs over a PhD student who is studying to become an alcoholic counselor.
He
kills her, and when the police come, he doesn't even really know what he's done.
当时他就把这个人当场就撞死了。警察过来查的时候，这个彼得当时都不知道他干了啥，因为他完全是醉的嘛。Pete's
brother didn't tell me that part of the story. I think he was too ashamed.
彼得的兄弟实际上没有把这个故事告诉我，因为他可能，我想他可能是觉得太过羞耻，不能讲这样一个故事。But
when I did a Google search on Pete,
但是我在网上搜索这个彼得的事情，
I found a LA Times article that was a rant against light prison sentences. A Los Angeles Times newspaper article about how terrible it is small prison sentences for crimes.
他当时，我为什么知道这个事情呢？是因为当时我在网上搜彼得的事情，居然看到《洛杉矶时报》上的一篇文章，是讲到说有一些重大的犯罪，为什么这个判刑，那个刑罚太轻了。
An interview with a mother who says, "My daughter had committed her life to helping people who were hurting."
因为这篇文章里讲到采访一个妈妈，这个妈妈说，我的女儿她的梦想就是想要去帮助这些酗酒的人戒酒。
And this man killed her.
这个男人把我的女儿杀了，就是撞死了这个事故之中。
And a liberal judge only sentenced him to 7 years in prison.
一个自由派的一个法官居然给他只判了七年的刑，七年坐牢。
After repeated drunk driving offenses.
这个人已经无数次的酗酒开车，这个醉酒开车，他无数次的出现事故，居然只给他判了七年。
And she was angry.
所以这个妈妈非常生气。
And honestly, reading the article, I was angry.
当然，我在读这篇文章的时候，我也很生气。
That's not right.
这实在不公平啊，这不对啊。
How many of you think that's too light a sentence?
大家觉得他这个刑罚是不是太轻了？
Okay, we have some Republicans in here. Okay.
我们很多人看的都是共和党的。
But God hadn't given up on Pete.
但是神没有放弃彼得。
I would have given up.
要是我，我肯定就放弃了。
You knew what you were doing.
你知道你在干嘛。
You had every chance to get help.
你可以去寻求帮助的嘛。
And you walked away.
结果你就是这么出去了，就把人给撞了。
And now you've killed an innocent person.
你现在你杀死了一个无辜的人。
I would have given up.
如果是我的，我一定放弃这个人。
But God didn't give up on Pete.
但是神没有放弃彼得。
He gets out of prison after 4 years.
他在4年以后就从监狱里被放出来。
He comes back to Fort Myers.
然后又回到 Fort Myers.
He asks his wife to take him back.
他就请求太太收容他再回家。
She does.
他太太真是就把他给接纳了。
He gets a job.
然后他又找了一个工作。
Soon he's having trouble again.
很快他又开始陷入麻烦。
This time they divorce.
这次他跟太太就离婚了。And
Pete makes me really angry here.
这彼得在这儿真的让我非常生气。
Because he has 3 boys.
他有3个儿子。
Pete quits his job.
然后他就把工作给辞了。
So that he won't be forced to pay child support for his sons.
为什么呀? 这样他没有工作, 他就没法子给他的孩子付抚养费了, 他不愿意养孩子。
I know pastors aren't supposed to say this, but Pete's a jerk.
我知道做牧师的, 我们不应该去说人坏话, 但是这个彼得实在不是个东西啊。
Maybe she said it worse than I did.
我用的这词儿比他用的那个jerk那个词更糟糕。
I didn't use any bad language.
我是不说坏话，不说人坏话。
I would have given up on Pete.
如果是我，我一定就放弃这个彼得。But
God did not give up on Pete.
但是神没有放弃他。His
life from there is a series of troubles.
他的生命从那时候开始又是一系列的这个麻烦。
His drinking has sparked diabetes.
他又开始喝酒, 所以就得了糖尿病。
He ends up his leg amputated to save his life.
结果为了救命, 他只好把一条腿截肢。
He has to have constant kidney, repeated kidney dialysis.
他的肾也坏了, 所以不断地要做肾透析。
I imagine driving past Pete someday, sitting beside the road in Fort Myers.
我还记得我有一次从那个Fort Myers那边一条路上开车经过，彼得就在路边那个坐在轮椅上。And
I would have thought, oh, isn't that a sad story? Look at that poor old man.
我当时开车经过的时候，我就想，你看看那个多悲惨啊！这个人，这一个是老人了，这个腿也截肢了，什么都没有，真是悲惨。I
don't know what happened. I wish I could help him, but nothing I can do.
当时我就在想，我不知道他发生过什么事儿，我希望我能帮他，但是我也帮不了他啥呀。I
would have given up on Pete.
我要是看，如果是我，我看到这样一个人，我肯定就放弃了。But
God did not give up on Pete.
但是神从来不放弃人。September
2022.
2022年的9月.
Pete is 63 years old.
彼得是大概是63岁。
In a wheelchair.
坐在轮椅上。
On dialysis.
Dialysis.
Kidney dialysis.
哦，他当时是在肾透析嘛，所以还挂着那些东西。
Alone.
而且是孤单一个人。
Waiting to die.
他就是在等死了。Hurricane
Ian comes to Fort Myers.
然后去年这个Hurricane Ian又袭击了这个Fort Myers这块地方。
Pete's apartment floods.
他的公寓就被水淹了。He's
sitting in the apartment with water to his waist.
他当时坐在这个他的公寓里面，他因为没处可去，那个水都淹到他腰部了。Expecting
to drown.
他就是当时就觉得他肯定要被淹死了。Two
neighbors upstairs come down and rescue him.
楼上的两个邻居下来把他给救了。His
brother wrote in the biography.
他的弟弟就在生平里头这样写。I
wasn't sure if I could say this in a funeral, but it said Pete lost everything except his artificial leg.
他我不知道我是不是在葬礼上应该这样说，但他的弟弟是这么写的，他说彼得已经把一切都丢了，除了他那个假肢以外，就是救回来的就是那条假肢。If
I had seen Pete's story as part of the news coverage of Ian, I would have said, "Oh, isn't that sad?"
如果我当时在关于这场台风伊恩的报道之中看到彼得的这一段描述，我当时肯定就想，哎呀，这个人太悲惨，太可怜了。
And then I would have gone on to the next news story.
然后我就接着往下读故事了，我肯定不会在这个故事上花什么时间的。But
God did not give up on Pete.
但是神没有放弃彼得。Social
service workers in Fort Myers.
所以当时的这个台风之后，这些社会工作者就过来。
Call his brother who lives in Hope Sound.
他们给他的兄弟打电话，这个兄弟是保罗，是住在 Hope Sound 的。
And says, your brother needs dialysis.
他们就跟这个 Paul 跟他弟弟打电话说，你的兄弟彼得他需要做肾透析。
There's nowhere in Fort Myers right now that can do dialysis. Everything is ruined.
因为当时福德马尔斯受灾非常严重，这医院里已经没法子做透析，所以他们就请他的。
We called his sons.
而且他说我们已经给他的儿子们打过电话。
And they said that man never did anything for us. We're not responsible.
他儿子们说这个人从来就没为我们做任何事，所以我们对他不负任何责任。
If you want your brother to live, you're going to have to come get him.
所以这些社会工作者就跟他弟弟说，如果你想要你哥哥还活着的话，你就过来把他带回去。
Paul drives to Fort Myers.
所以他弟弟保罗就开车去 Fort Myers 去接他。
Brings his brother to Hope Sound.
把这个哥哥彼得就带回到 Hope Sound.
The mission there gives him an apartment he can live in until figures out what's going on.
所以当时这边的这些宣教机构就给了他一个小房一个公寓，让他能够在那儿想想办法，看以后怎么样生活下去。
The college says we'll let him eat in the cafeteria.
学校就是当时大学也同意让他就在大学的这个餐厅吃饭。
The church gives some money to help with his expenses.
而且这个教会也为他捐钱，让他能够来度日。
And Pete begins to live in Hope Sound.
所以彼得就开始在 Hope Sound 的生活了。
He comes to church.
他也来教会啊。
Because his brother is coming to church.
因为他弟弟来教会的。
And he's living on campus and getting free housing and free food, so he better come to church.
他当时就在校园里面住的房子了，这个吃的东西都不要钱的，所以他最好还是来教会吧。
But honestly, Pete isn't that interested in the gospel.
但是坦率的讲，彼得对这个福音好像没什么兴趣。
But people loved Pete.
但是周围的人们都很爱他。
Because God had not given up on Pete.
因为神没有放弃他。
I would have given up on Pete.
如果是我早就放弃了。
Most of his family had given up on Pete.
你看他大部分他的家庭成员都对他放弃了。
But God had not given up on Pete.
但是神没有放弃他。
God begins to put people around Pete who love him.
神把这些爱他的人都放在他的周围。
Who talk to him?
他们也跟他讲话。去跟他说这个福音的事。
And in February of this year,
今年的二月份
in February, Hope Sound has a camp, services every day.
这个在二月份的时候，这个 Hope Sound 它是有一个是就像露营，每天都有就露营活动，每天都有一些敬拜活动。
And one night during that camp,
在那个露营活动中有一天晚上
，the preacher has an invitation.
讲这个牧师就发了一个邀请。
And Pete rolls himself down to the front of the church.
这个彼得就摇着他的轮椅到教会的前面来了。
And he accepts Jesus.
然后他接受了耶稣。
Pete's story doesn't suddenly become beautiful.
彼得的故事也没有一下子就变得很美好，没有。
Now, if I were a television evangelist,
如果我是个电视布道家，
it would sound like this.
会听起来是这样的。
Pete came to the altar.
彼得来到了祭坛前。
He prayed.
然后他祷告。
He stood up out of his wheelchair.
然后他就从轮椅上站起来了。
His leg grew back.
他的腿也长出来了。
His sons came home.
然后他儿子们都回家了。
And he lived happily ever after.
然后大家就一起快乐幸福地生活在一起了。
I'm not a television evangelist.
我不是个电视布道家。
Pete continued to have trouble breathing after 50 years of smoking.
彼得是吸了50年的老烟民了，所以他继续的，他这个信主之后，他还是有呼吸的问题。
He was constantly in and out of the hospital.
而且他一次一次的从医院出来进去的。
He would sit out by Gomez, by the street.
他还会在这个路大街这个大街边上就这么坐在他轮椅里抽烟。
I would be driving past and I would pull off.
我会开车从他经过，然后我就把车停在旁边。
Pete, how are you doing?
彼得，你现在今天怎么样啊？
Not very good.
不大好。
What's wrong?
有什么问题啊？
I hurt. I'm lonely.
他说很孤单，而且也很难受。
Life's hard.
生活是真是太艰难了。
Can I pray with you, Pete?
我就问他，我可以跟你一起祷告吗？
Yeah, I need it.
我需要祷告。
We'd have prayer.
我们就会在一起祷告。
People driving by wondering what that bald-headed man is talking to this guy in a wheelchair. I hope he's not picking on him.
大家从旁边经过的时候，看这个光头的男人跟他在那跟那个彼得坐在轮椅上的彼得讲话，大家可能都在觉得他干嘛呢？这不会再批评他吧？
A week ago Friday.
在一个星期前的星期五。
Pete starts having breathing trouble again.
彼得又开始有呼吸的问题。
Wednesday, I'm sorry.
是星期三。
He calls 911.
打电话打了911911。
On Friday, he decides to be put on a ventilator to see if it can help his breathing.
到了星期五，他们就决定把他用呼吸机，看他是不是还能够坚持呼吸下去。
And a few hours later, he is dead.
几个小时之后，他就死了。
Here's what I want you to understand about Pete.
我想要大家想要你们去了解的就是关于彼得的。
Now, I hope all of you are smart enough to know that the lesson from Pete's life is not. Go your own way because God will find you anyway.
我希望大家从这彼得的故事里得到的功课，不是说你就走你自己的路，你最后就这样自己去选择你的死路。
I hope you're smarter than that young people.
我希望你们比你年轻人要更聪明。
Because Pete's life would have been so much better had he followed God's path.
因为如果彼得照着神的路来走的话，他的生活会是好的太多太多了。
The cost to Pete was incredible.
这个彼得付上的代价实在是太大了。
His health was ruined.
他的健康完全被毁了。
His three sons, when Paul called and said, "What would you like in the funeral?"
他这三个儿子，他的弟弟保罗给他这三个儿子打电话说，你们想要在婚礼的葬礼上要做。
The son said.Do whatever you want. I won't be there.
儿子说，你想在葬礼上怎么安排，随你便，我根本就不会去的。
And on Friday at the funeral, not one of his sons were there.
到了星期五，他的葬礼上一个儿子都没出现。
So Pete paid a terrible price.
所以彼得付上的代价是极大的。
So my lesson is not sin doesn't hurt.
所以我给大家的这个讲这个故事的这个课的这个内容不是说。我们犯罪不会造成任何后果，不是这个。
This morning, I'm wanting to say to you.
今天早上我想跟大家说。
Pete taught me this.
彼得教会了我什么呢？
God does not give up on us.
神不会放弃我们。
Peter in Mark denies Jesus and swears, "I never knew that man."
在马可福音之中，彼得就诅咒发誓的时候，我不认识那个人。
But Jesus doesn't give up on him.
但是耶稣没有放弃他。
Go tell his disciples I'm going to meet them.
你去告诉我的门徒们我要跟他们见面。
And make sure Peter knows.
而且要特别的告诉彼得，让彼得知道我要见他。
I finished preparing Pete's sermon.
我已经准备好了，就关于彼得的一篇讲道。
By trying to share with the people who came that yes, Pete had a horrible, horrible life.
所以那天晚上那个葬礼上，我就准备这篇讲道，跟大家讲到他的生命真是非常可怕的这么一个生命。
But on that Friday night,
但是那天星期五晚上
，He stepped into the presence of Jesus. He stepped into the presence of Jesus.
但是那天晚上，彼得是已经进入了神的同在。
God had not given up on someone that I would have given up on long ago.
神没有放弃这个人，如果是我，我可能很久之前就放弃他，但是神没有。
But on Friday night, he stepped into the presence of Jesus.
但是那天星期五的晚上，他的葬礼，我们知道他已经与神同在了。
He could breathe freely.
他可以自由的呼吸了。
No wheelchair.
也不需要再坐轮椅了。
No pain.
也不再有痛苦。
And a lifetime to spend.With Jesus.
他可以与耶稣同一起来过生活，就同在乐园里。
I finished working on the sermon last Thursday.
所以在上个星期四，我完成了我的这篇讲道。
I put it away.
然后就把它放在一边。
And I thought, you know, that's a nice story.
我在想，这故事挺不错的。
But it doesn't happen very often.
但是这种故事不是经常发生的吧？
And then I remembered a king by the name of Manasseh.
但然后我就想起了这个犹太的一个王叫马拿西。
Manasseh was the worst king to ever rule in Israel, Judah.
在马拿西是犹大的历史上最坏的一个王。
Kings says that it's because of Manasseh that God sent Judah into exile.
我们知道在列王记上这个是这样记载的，说就是因为神看到马拿西的这些恶行，所以最后这个犹大就被放逐，被掳到巴比伦。
A terrible, terrible king, a terrible man.
是非常糟糕的一个王，非常糟糕的一个人。
He takes newborn babies.
他把这个新生的婴儿。
And throws them in the fire.
把新生婴儿丢到火里。
As sacrifices to his gods.
向他的这个神去献祭，用活人来献祭。
I would give up on Manasseh.
对马拿西这样的一个坏人，我肯定也早就放弃了。
Manasseh doesn't deserve mercy.
因为他根本不配人有慈悲嘛。
Assyria comes to and attacks Judah.
然后叙利亚来攻击犹大。
They take Manasseh as a prisoner.
他们把马拿西就掳去了。
It says that they put chains on him.
就是圣经上说他们把这个把他的手就用锁链锁起来。
And a hook.Through his skin and drag him away. And I'm sorry, a pastor's not supposed to think this, but I read that and I think, good for him. He got what he deserved. A little bit of justice for those innocent babies. And if you feel like I do, the next part of my sermon you're not going to like very much.Because in Chronicles it says,
因为在历代志上这样写,
that when Manasseh is a prisoner under the Assyrians,
这个当马拿西在亚述人手下去做这个做监狱的时候,
this wicked, wicked king, who for 55 years has been a rebel against God.
这么一个邪恶的王，五十五年之久，他一直都背叛神。这么一个邪恶的人
，Chronicles says he begged for mercy。
这个历代记上记载说，他求主给他有慈悲有怜悯。
And God heard him。
然后神听到他了。
And forgave him。
神饶恕了他，赦免了他。
God did not give up on Manasseh。
神甚至连对马拿西这么一个恶王都没有放弃。
I thought, well, yes, that's true for Manasseh.
然后我说，好吧，这个对马拿西大概是真的。
But doesn't happen very often.
但是并不是常常发生的呀。
And then I remembered King David.
然后我又记得大卫王。
King David, I would have given up on.
大卫，我对大卫我也会放弃。
He's the king.
他是个王。
He's the leader of the nation.
他是整个国家的领袖。
He's supposed to be the moral example for the people.
他应该为老百姓要竖起一个在道德上的一个楷模。
He commits adultery with a man's wife.
结果他跟人家的有夫之妇有了婚外情了。
And then to cover it up,
为了掩盖他的罪行,
plots the murder of one of his most loyal soldiers.
他就借刀杀人，把他一个对他最为忠心的一个士兵就这么给杀了。
And I would say that's enough.
我要是我的话，我肯定说这足够了，这已经够的了。
No need me to pray for that man.
我肯定不会为这样的人祷告了。
He's going to suffer for what he did.
他做的这些恶行，他要遭报的。
And David knows that.
大卫也知道。
David knows he doesn't deserve mercy.
大卫王自己也知道他根本不配。
Because in Psalm 51 he begins to pray.
因为在诗篇的第五十一章他这样祷告。
And he says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱连续我。
According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
Wash me from my iniquity.
就把我的又洗干把我的罪洗干净。
Cleanse me from my sin.
让我洁净。
But David knows he doesn't deserve any mercy.
但是大卫也知道他根本不配得任何的怜悯。
And so in verse 16, he says, you don't delight in sacrifices or I would bring it.
所以在这诗篇51章16节他说你本不喜爱祭物若喜爱我就献上。
You will not be pleased with a burnt offering.
燔祭你也不喜悦。
You see, David knows the law.
所以神是这个大卫王知道律法。
And in Numbers, the book of Numbers, it had said that if you commit sin, you can bring an offering.
因为在民数记上这样说，如果你犯了罪，你就可以去献祭来赎罪。
You can bring a sacrifice.
你可以献上一个祭物。
But it also said,
但是民数记又这样说,
that a premeditated, planned out sin and rebellion against God.
如果你是 经过你的谋算，然后你还要去背叛神的话。
The word it uses is a sin of a raised fist.
当时用的这个词就是，好像这个罪是什么罪？就是冲着神举拳头的这么一个罪。
God, I know what the law says, but I'm not going to do it.
这是知罪犯罪，就知法犯罪。他就知道这么做不对，但是他对着神说：“你看，神，我知道这是你的律法不允许，但是我还要这么做。”
And the book of Numbers says there's no sacrifice for that.
明书记上这样说，对这样的罪是没有祭品可以掩盖的。
You shake your fist at God, there's no sacrifice.
你如果对着神晃拳头，那没有任何的祭物可以掩盖你的罪。
David knows that, and so he says, I know there's no sacrifice I can bring.
大卫是知道神的律法，他说你本不喜爱祭物。
But he also knows that God is a God who does not give up on us. And so he says,
所以他说,
the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
第十七节,
a broken, repentant heart, O God, you will not despise.
神啊, 忧伤痛悔的心,
I can't bring a sacrifice, he says.
他说,
But I can bring you a repentant heart. And I know that you won't give up. Now I have to hurry and finish this, but I want to give you one more scripture. Because honestly, if I were sitting there and Pastor Joe were giving this message, I would say, well, you know, that's nice.
我会说,那挺好啊。
But at least I wasn't a Manasseh.
但至少我不是马拿西亚。
At least I didn't have the husband of the woman I committed adultery with murdered.
至少我也没有把这个跟我有婚外情的那个人的丈夫给杀了呀，我也没做那么坏的事儿。
So yeah, maybe God, you know, has to have special grace and mercy for those people, but I'm pretty good.
所以我说，你看，说不定神对那样的恶人，他有特别的一些赦免。但是我挺好的一个人啊，我。I
go to church.
我来教会啊。
I'm okay.
我是挺好的一个人啊，没做那么坏的事儿。So
let me give you one more example.
我想要给大家再来一个例子。This
one hurts.
这个例子真的让人很难受啊。Revelation
chapter 3.
这个启示录第三章。Jesus
is sending a message.
耶稣发出这样的一个信息,
to a church.
他是对这个教会讲的,
it's a church that sounds a lot like us.
这个教会听起来跟我们教会很像啊。
It's believers who sound a lot like us.
这些教会里的信徒听起来都跟我们很像。
Because they have money.
因为他们有钱。
They prosper.
然后他们也事业昌盛繁荣。
They have clothes.
他们也有衣服啊。
They can see. They're in good shape.
他们什么情况都很好。
But they've grown lukewarm.
但是他们变得不冷不热了。
They're comfortable.
他们自己自我满足，觉得很舒服。
And they don't realize anymore how desperately they need God.
他们不再觉得他们有那么迫切的需要神。
Don't be offended.
你别生气。
But they come to church.
但是他们也来教会。
When the offering comes by, they put something in.
当这个奉献袋过来的时候，他们也往奉献袋里放钱呢。
When there's a special mission project, they give a little extra.
如果有人出去短宣，他们也捐钱呢。
They do their Bible reading plans.
而且每日读经，他们也跟着读。
They have their small groups.
他们也有自己的小组。
They look
like me.
他们就跟我们很像。
And they look like you.
他们也像我，也像你，就是普普通通的平信徒。
And Jesus says.
但是耶稣说。
You don't understand.
你不了解。
You're poor. You're naked. You're blind.
你是贫穷的，赤身露体的，你是瞎眼的。
Because you're trying to live life in your own abilities and power.
因为你想要靠着你自己的能力去过日子。
You need me.
你们需要我。
And listen to what Jesus says to that church and to us.
你听听耶稣对那个教会和对我们所说的话。
Now understand.
要记得。
They are saying, "No, we're fine. We can do this ourselves."
这教会的人当时他们怎么说？他说：“我们没事儿，我们好着呢，我们自己可以做。”
Jesus says.
耶稣说
，I stand at the door and knock.
看哪，我在门外叩门。
If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到那里去，与他一同坐席。
Here's what I want you to see.
我想让你看到的是
，I've heard that verse many times in sermons to unbelievers.
我在教在讲道听讲道时候，经常听到这段经节。这段经节一般都是对不信主的人说的。
The sermon says to an unbeliever.
通常这样的讲道都是对着不信主的人说，你要叩门。
Jesus is knocking at your door.
说耶稣在敲你的门。
And if you will open the door, he'll come in.
如果你开门，他就会进来。
But that's not who John is writing this to.
但是约翰写的启示录里这一段可不是写给非信徒的。
It's to us. It's to the church.
他是写给教会，写给信徒的。
To people who feel like we're okay.
他写给那些自我感觉良好的这些信徒的。
And honestly. If I were looking at the church of Laodicea, I would give up on them.
如果是我看到老底嘉教会这个状况，我也会对他们放弃。
All right, you think you can do this without me? Okay.
哦，你们说你们不靠着我，你们自己什么都能做，那好吧，就这样吧。
But God does not give up on Peter.
但是神没有放弃彼得。
On my friend Pete. On Manasseh.
也没有放弃我给他讲到葬礼上讲到那个彼得，也没有放弃马拿西。
On David,
也没有放弃大卫王。
And he doesn't give up on us.
他也不会对我们放弃。
Because in Revelation, he's talking to the church.
因为在这个启示录里，他是在对教会的人讲话。
And he says, even when you think you're good enough and you can do this yourself.
他说，即使是你觉得你已经足够好，你可以这些事都可以自己搞定。
Jesus is humbly standing there knocking.
耶稣很谦卑地站在门外叩门。
If I come to visit someone,
如果我去拜访某个人，
and I know they need help,
而且我知道他们需要帮助，
but I knock on the door and I can hear them in there, but they won't answer.
如果我在敲他们的门，我听到门里头有人，但是他们不愿意过来开门。
I'm going to give up.
我怎么办？那我只好放弃。
I'm not going to just keep knocking, embarrassing myself when the neighbors are looking, saying, "Why are you knocking?" They don't want to talk to you.
你知道我可不会去让我自己那么尴尬。我在门外不停地敲，然后邻居说他们家在家呢，但是他们就不想见你，所以他们不给你开门。
But Revelation says.
但是启示录说。
In our arrogance.
在我们这个就是。
In our self-sufficiency.
自得自大，我们自己觉得自己可以自给自足。
Jesus humbly keeps knocking.
耶稣很谦卑地在门外不停地敲门。
Saying. I'm not giving up on you.
他说我没有放弃你。
Even if you don't know you need my help.
即使你不知道你需要我的帮助。
I want to help you.
我还是想要帮助你。
I haven't given up.
我没有放弃你。
Here's why I want to share this message this morning.
所以我今天早上为什么我要分享这样一个信息。
For two groups of people.
有两群人。
First of all.
第一群。
Maybe there's someone this morning who you kind of feel like you're one of those who doesn't deserve God's grace.
也许我们中间有的人，他在今天早上他自己感觉说，我是不配得主的怜悯的这一群人。
I imagine Peter.
我可以想象一下彼得。
On Saturday and Sunday.
在星期六、星期天的时候。
He's denied Jesus.
他曾经否认基督。
He realizes what a terrible thing he's done.
他意识到他做的这事实在太糟糕了。
He's heartbroken.
所以他心都碎了。
And then Mary Magdalene.
然后这个马大拉的玛利亚来了。
Mary the mother of Jesus.
还有耶稣的母亲玛利亚也来了。
Salome come running.
to where the disciples are.
他们朝着这些门徒飞奔过来。
And they say, "You won't believe this."
他们说你们不可，你们简直没法相信。
We went to the tomb and it's empty.
我们到了耶稣的坟墓，那个坟墓是空的。
And an angel said,
然后天使跟我们说
that he's risen.
他已经升上天去了。
And he said to tell you disciples to go to Galilee because he's going to meet you up there.
他已经复活了，所以他让我们告诉门徒到加利利去跟他见面。
And I imagine Peter, who's sitting in the corner.
我可以想象彼得当时就缩在小那个角落里头。
Thinks that's nice for them.
他肯定在想，哎呀，那对他们当然很好了。
But I'm not a disciple anymore.
我已经不再是门徒了。
Remember, I denied him.
因为我否认了耶稣了。
That's for them.
所以这个消息只是对这些门徒来说。
Jesus doesn't want to meet me.
耶稣肯定不愿意见我了。
And then Mary says, "Oh, wait, I forgot something."
然后玛丽说，等等，我忘了一件事。
The angel said, "Make sure Peter knows he's invited."
天使说，一定要让彼得知道，他也被邀请。
And I don't know, but I think Peter was the first one to get to Galilee. I think he outran them all.
我不知道这个真正情形怎么样，但我想彼得一定是第一个到加利利的，他肯定比别人跑得都快。
If you hear this morning,
如果今天早上你听到
and you don't feel you deserve God's grace,
如果你听到信息，你觉得你不配得神的怜悯，神的恩典。
I'm wanting to say to you, God has not given up on you.
我想要跟你讲，神没有放弃你。
But the other audience that I want to hear this morning.
但是还有一群人，我今天想要这群人也要记住，也要听到。
Some of you，
我们中间的一些人可能。
You have children，
有孩子。
You have parents，
有父母。
You have husbands or wives，
有配偶。
Who you have prayed for a long time，
你曾经为他们祷告了很久。
And nothing has happened，
好像什么也没发生啊。
And there are times when you think，
有的时候你就在想。
I might as well quit praying.
哎，我还是别祷告了，没用啊。
Might as well give up.
我干脆就放弃算了。
They're too stubborn.
他们太固执了。
They're too determined to go their own way.
他们而且自己就决定就走自己的路。
I might as well give up.
所以我还是放弃算了。
My message for you this morning is this.
我今天早上给你们的信息是。
God has not given up on that person you love.
神也没有放弃你所爱的那个人。
So please don't give up on them.
所以不要放弃他们。
Don't quit loving them.
也不要停止去爱他们。
Don't quit praying for them.
也不要停止为他们祷告。
God hasn't given up.
神还没有放弃呢。
And as long as he hasn't given up,
如果神没有放弃,
we can't give up.
我们也不能放弃。
God doesn't give up.
神是不会放弃的。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear God,
亲爱的主
，Thank you that you don't give up on us.
感谢主，你从不放弃我们。
You didn't give up on someone like Pete.
你没有放弃我在给他葬礼讲到的那个彼得。
But you also didn't give up on me.
你也没有放弃我。
When I was very stubborn and determined to go my own way.
我曾经也很固执，而且就想要走我自己的路。
And so God, through this simple little message this morning.
所以主啊，通过今天早上这么简单的一个小小的信息。
Would you remind us how much you care for us?
主啊，你再次提醒我们，你多么关心我们。
How much you love us?
你多么爱我们。
And would you challenge us?To keep praying for those who we love, who have run from you.
主啊，你也提醒我们，向我们发出挑战，让我们继续的为我们所爱的那些远离你的人祷告。
Help us to be faithful to them.
帮助我们对你持守忠心。
Because you haven't given up on them.
因为你对他们没有放弃。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.